Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And the game picture was big.
Yeah.
So I'll give them props for that, right?
We've made progress.
But anyway, we got completely off the sports Emmys.
Yeah.
Did you have one anything?
The other one that I just think is laugh out loud funny is Greg Olson, Fox's number two analyst, got nominated for best analyst, and Tom Brady, the number one analyst, did not. That's tough.
I love that.
And Peyton Manning got nominated. He's not even on a network.
Right. ESPN 2, right? He's like, yeah. ESPN 2.
He literally talks about football in his living room. He's better than Brady.
But
shocking.
But it's not surprising though, right? George, it's not. Like, it's not.
No, yeah, we've watched Brady's broadcast.
We've seen it. The critics love Greg Olson. This doesn't tell me anything new except that he is critically acclaimed and beloved, and he should have
And I guess Fox doesn't care.
I don't think they do. He doesn't have the name. He definitely doesn't have the name.
I totally agree with you.
He does not pass the grandma test. You ask the grandma, who's Greg Olson? They do not know, but they know who Tom Brady is.
At one point, every lead analyst was a Cowboys quarterback. Like, that was,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we get into the list. Want to discuss the Jalen Wells injury from last night and get into a little bit more. Also, C.J. Hurt going to join the program as well during hour number two. Stick around and listen. Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. The Zen Sports app is getting a major upgrade soon. They will be launching the new state-of-the-art VIP app later this April. You'll be able to bet on more than 200-plus sports leagues, and you can parlay nearly every bet offered, period. I'll also have my own same-game parlays featured and so many more of your favorite sports talk hosts in Tennessee. Head on over to zensports.com/VIP play to learn more and to claim an early welcome bonus offer on VIP play when it launches later this month. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Let's get into the list. Jalen Wells. All right, after the scary, scary scene from last night, we got the update from Jalen's dad via Twitter, and then it made its way to the broadcast. Then Shams updated. We now have a further update. So we learned last night that it was a broken wrist. I presume there's orbital bone issues as well. Like, it to me, it's like when I saw it, it's like, well, he broke his wrist and face at the minimum. And you were just thankful to God that he didn't break his neck. That, like, it sucks that he's out for the year, but like when you consider how scary it looked, it was like you had a sigh of relief. We got another update today from Shams about an hour ago. Jalen Wells has been discharged from the hospital after the scary fall last night. His agent, Amon Desi, tells ESPN. However, Wells is now sidelined for an extended period of time with a broken wrist after appearing in 79 games and vying for an all-rookie team selection. So the Grizzlies, I don't think anyone's under any illusion. He's out for the season. So there's a couple of things about this. Number one, I know that that type of play draws a reaction. I still felt in real time watching it and having watched it again, I felt like it was a reckless play. I do not feel like it was a targeted play, a malicious play, trying to hurt him. I do think, though, this is kind of the fear that you have when you have these late season games against young teams with young players that are basically fighting for their career. Like, they're going to go all out, and instead of probably giving up on a veteran just gives up on that play, and you have the scene that you do. But I also think, like, this was true. Almost everything that happened after the incident was exactly what should have happened. Number one, the officials got in and they kept it from, like, there could have clearly been a fight. Like, Ja was clearly there, and we know this is a play that gives Ja PTSD. The getting undercut, he has a very strong reaction. And your guy's hurt, and I presume they could see the blood. And so I can see where tempers flare, and if you're going to have a fight, like, that's not an unjustified situation. But the officials immediately assess the situation. Everyone involved, like, calm down. Then immediately they call for the paramedics, knowing, hey, this is bad. Paramedics are there within, it felt like, 30 seconds. And I felt like they had him on the board, like, almost immediately. It looked like incredibly well done operation there. Then they review it. It's very clear this is going to result in an ejection. No booing, no, not like, you know, there was no reactions from the fans that you're like, that kind of makes me feel gross. The guy's clearly shook from what he did, clearly apologetic, Simpson, and you could tell it impacted him too.
Right.
I kind of actually thought, like, overall, it's like, for as bad of a situation as it was, it's like, I felt like everyone just acted appropriately, and to me, like, that's kind of a hat tip, because I don't feel like you see that very often.
No, you wanted to, and you wonder how much, you know, it wasn't a capacity crowd by any means in Charlotte, but it
seemed like there were a lot of, we found out on the broadcast, Purdue alums in the area held an event.
And so that's even more, because I was going to say, right, Charlotte is a town of educated basketball fans.
It's the closest place to Ja's hometown.
If you bring in Purdue fans as well, people who know the game of basketball, respect the game,
yep,
of basketball up there. No, you're right. I think the reaction, the quick, you know, I'm watching it, and how fast do they bring out the stretcher, right? How quick can they get out there, get them on there, and get and know to get them off? Like, that whole thing went the way you would hope it would, right?
There and then we did have a
correct sense of urgency.
We also had the delay after, where it wasn't delayed because everyone's trying to, you know, get back in. It was delayed because the ambulance had taken Jaylen to the hospital, and the NBA policy is, if there's not an ambulance on site, you can't play. So they were waiting for another ambulance. Once the ambulance came, they got the game going.
Right. And the only thing, like, I feel like, there was not, there wasn't like an intentionally trying to hurt him. Right. But it was careless. And you bring up,
yes,
an interesting, 100%
reckless.
You bring up a interesting point that, like, the amount of, cause we constantly talk about sitting players at certain times, yeah, of the year, back to backs and, you know, all of that. Like, when is an ideal time for a player not to play? Like, this is an example 101 here of what can happen when you have a playoff team playing a team that has no interest in winning.
Yeah. You're playing, oftentimes they're playing guys that are like G League plus, and they're guys that are like fighting. Maybe I'm not going to stick on the Hornets, but somebody sees me, likes me, and they pick me up. Like, it's guys playing for jobs.
That's Simpson, isn't he on a two-way?
I think he is on a two-way, yeah.
So, I mean, that's exactly his situation. I mean, he's not even necessarily out here fighting for this job. He's fighting for a job.
Yeah. A job, yeah. And the, like, the, what happened last night, like, it happened to Wells, right? Like, it's going to impact the Grizzlies' starting lineup plans going forward here for the playoffs, for sure. But, like, that could happen to Ja if it was Ja. You know, like, it could, like, could this, like, the
I mean,
risk...
Ja had a sick alley-oop. I mean, thank God there was nobody underneath him.
Right. So, like, it's your franchise players are putting themselves in this situation every game you play here. And it's like there's even higher risk. I have never thought of it that way until this went down last night. Like you're putting yourself even more at risk playing these tanking teams because you have teams that have more inexperienced players,
yes,
than on the court. And they definitely know how to play basketball, but they haven't been in these big NBA games.
Well, they don't know the code.
Right.
Yeah.
So
Dylan Brooks broke the code. Simpson broke the code.
The code. But there is like some like level of code and knowing when to back, you know, when to back off, when not to, what to worry. And the team was not only Charlotte tanking, but they were down almost 20 points at the time that this happened. So it didn't need to happen. And not in the end, we don't blame them, but it was like an inexperienced player.
Yeah.
In a situation that.
To me, though, it also brings up two other questions. So, number one, obviously with the Grizzlies fighting, it's like every player, all hands on deck. Like, they got to go all out. Like,
right.
I need everybody to play the rest of the week. So, like, I don't really think, like, the Thunder maybe have options if they want to play all their guys. Like, I get that. The Grizzlies are in too much of a fight. But this was the other thing. One thing you brought up and the other thing that I was also thinking about. So, the one that you brought up, which is, you know, because Jeff, I think, tweeted out, like, I don't know how they play.
Right, yeah. Jeff was, very
and
much.
And so, what is the line of the show must go on? Because, like, I think about it in terms of, I've always wondered this. If the DeMar Hamlin play happens at noon on Sunday, does that change anything?
Could get delayed or moved to the next day?
Well, maybe they. I think they would have maybe moved it, but I also wonder if they would have, the show must go on. Because I did feel like a huge part of it was, this is Monday Night Football, but I do think another big part of it is.
And was it the only game that night? I can't remember.
It
was not a doubleheader, and it was Bengals-Bills, and this was like, who was going to be the two seed? Like, it was a major, like, late season high stakes game.
That's a point.
I think the other big part of it is
that factors in the television part of it.
I do think a huge part of it, though, is the players. I think they thought DeMar dropped dead on the field, and like I think that
he kind of did.
It's been proven that he did. He died. Like, they brought him back to life. They revived him. Like, he, and so I think the problem with Jalen is, like, I assume Jalen was unconscious for a significant period, but like you didn't think he was dead.
I mean, but he wasn't moving, right? Like, at all
We started moving his hands. He did not give like the thumbs up that you would see, but my whole thing was like, I bet he doesn't know where he is.
Yeah, it's a mix of that. And I mean, if you looked at the way that they strapped him down because they thought it was a head or neck, you pretty much get completely straight jacketed in there.
Yeah. So
you're restrained.
Yeah, but like we did see as they were rolling him through the tunnel, he started moving his hands a little bit. And so you at least had that. But like,
I mean,
there have been guys that have been paralyzed in football games and we didn't stop it.
Right.
Yeah.
Should there have been a bigger delay or something? I mean, it feels like from the reports, right? Didn't they kind of by halftime know that he was at least responding in some way?
I think the guy said it was
right before halftime this happened.
I think
like, during halftime,
word
got to the locker room.
Yeah, Zach, I believe, said that they got word that he was okay.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think.
To your point earlier about them seeing blood in Jaws post game, they asked him about it, and he said, part of me going back to the bench as soon as I did is I saw the blood and I'm like, he's like, I have a weak stomach.
Yeah, I'm squeamish too. That's relatable. Like, yeah. I don't, like, the only two things, like, I don't have like a fear of heights, any like thrill seeking. You put a needle or you show me blood, I am an absolute.
Needles, keep them away from me.
Yeah, I'm with you on the needles, but if there was more blood, like, I don't know if the game should have. How do you play after that, right?
Well, I mean, then
and obviously
like this
nobody
other
is playing to their best ability because I'm sure you're second guessing stuff and you're all this after seeing that happen.
The
like,
game
you're
did play, not
you're not
feel,
playing at 100%.
The game did not feel as competitive after that. I'll say that. That seemed
obvious. Not that it was, you know, it was definitely one sided anyway. But I see where you're saying. But yeah, when do you call it? And it's different, I'm sure, NFL, because there's one game a week, so that does give you more room where you could postpone the game if something happened.
Yeah, but like that was kind of the other thing. It was like a November.
But if it's Monday night, Monday night, you can't.
It was a November game, and everyone had used their byes, and so
and that's
they ended up they played 16 games. Everybody else played 17.
And in this scenario, you're talking about it happening so close to the playoffs, right? Like the playoffs start. Like
well, and like I don't think
don't
they
have any time.
I think they would have had to declare it a no contest because it hadn't been a half.
What would that do to the tiebreakers? Yeah.
Trying to think as well. No, because play-in starts on Tuesday of next week.
Yeah, I don't know if they could have resumed it.
There would have been no place to, because think about it. Unless
you're going to have the Grizzlies play back-to-back, but then they would have had to fly back to Charlotte from Denver.
Or from here if they just did it on Monday.
Or maybe you could play it on – you fly and play it Monday. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Because I will say, though, in real time, I didn't think it was inappropriate to play.
I didn't think so. But I do think something, you know, obviously could happen, right? From the I always think about in the world of wrestling, WWE is often criticized for continuing their show after Owen Hart died in the middle of the ring. They didn't know for sure, right, what his status was, or at least they're being vague about it. It did not look great, you know, and they continued that pay-per-view with him. Yet another guy, Jerry Lawler, very much similar to as far as dying and then coming back to life, but Jerry Lawler on Monday Night Raw, you know, having a heart attack at the announce table and being taken out. The show is going on while that's happening, right? That's they're putting him on the stretcher and they're still doing the show, and that show finishes. And it's just a random Monday night. Wrestling often criticized for the show going on in situations like that. But I mean, it is just hard to tell when to cancel, and I maybe you'll know, but I didn't feel like if for a second you're thinking, oh my goodness, can they? What's going on?
But you know the thing, like I understand the argument from the Owen Hart pay per view, but that was one that I watched in real time, and like it was also a completely different era in which it didn't even occur to me that they. Like in real time, obviously I'm young, but like
right,
that wasn't an era where they just stopped the show.
And they don't. There's not an era. I mean, they still keep it going. But you know, he's like blood like, was I do his think, blood was I, on the mat, and they I had to keep think, wrestling. Think, and Jeff Jarrett comes out right after, you know, his best
but like I think if they,
at the time.
I think if that would happen today, I think they would stop it.
Maybe. I mean, it's different leadership.
I mean, there's always the Vince question of, "Hey, pal, show must go on."
Or the show must go on. It's hard. Like, to me, it's hard. You can't. Like, the players didn't play the same way. The fans in the building probably didn't bother them, honestly, that much last night. I'm talking about, like, if it was at a home game, people would be concerned and shaken up and not.
They didn't show a replay. So I would imagine a lot of people, I would imagine, be like, what happened? Because it kind of happens underneath the goal. And because, like, when I was watching on TV, my daughter was going bananas last night. This is like right before bath bedtime.
Right. Halftime. Seems
and
like right
and
around
so
the...
we had it originally on a side TV, and then Aaliyah looks up. She's like, "What's happened?" And she was the one like, "She flip it over. I want to hear what they're saying." Like, but they didn't show a replay, and so like then you had to kind of rewind and like, okay, like you still didn't. I mean, you saw
everything went first wrist.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
I think they did everything right. Last night, and I'm talking about Charlotte and Memphis, and hopefully, you know, Wells gets better. But to me, what I'm walking away from is, wow, you've got a lot of.
Well, that's the other question.
Risky to play teams that are tanking.
Well, this
at
is
the
other,
end of the season.
But this was the other question I have. So now, at the bare minimum, the Grizzlies are going to go into whatever postseason game they have with down two of the eight starters. Do the injuries give the Grizzlies cover for if they unceremoniously exit?
Well, I mean, that's so you got a new coach, right? So we say starters, that's in quotations, though, because we don't really know who the starters really are under this new regime. We know the three that are still alive. They're still around.
Well, it seems to me at this point now you're just going to pencil in Vince, because then there's the other issue of, like, what do you do about Luke Kennard? Because...
And does the matchup mean anything, you know?
Well, like, the thing with Luke Kennard is if Luke isn't hitting shots, there's a real question of should he be on the floor. But now you're at this point where I want Luke more than I want the other guys out there. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like he's airballing threes.
It's not even that, too. He's not shooting
threes. I think the Y word is out there.
Mm.
Which is, like, it is amazing to think that, like, this guy is truly, if not the best at something in the entire NBA.
darn close to it.
He's in the handful of at shooting threes, and like when he can't do it, like I don't know, like that's like they have these, like they have a real question of like how many guys can you actually play right now, mm-hmm. and so like I was thinking, does that give them cover?
It also doesn't help matters that is one of the thinnest positions on the roster. Full stop.
Yes. Yeah. But I hope, I mean, giving it cover is not, I mean, that's something Jenkins would be wanting, but like under that, you're supposed to be testing out your new coach and his ability to
extract whatever you can get.
Right. And handle the situation. So maybe if he rises to the occasion, it'll be good news.
I personally think it would kind of fall into the, it's kind of an excuse.
Well, for sure. I mean, you've got
like they. The problem is,
but come on now. Right? You've got to like at some
well, like,
point.
My thing is, I think
got your.
I guess
three,
this is how I'd say
you got your three best players.
Yeah, I'm with you. But I think what I would say is, if they held on to the two seed, and then they lost to
right
the seven.
Okay,
and
yeah,
you realize
for sure.
depth like that to me is a reason. The problem is. You were collapsing before this happened.
And we were we just not talking about how Jenkins needed to tighten the rotation? So,
yeah.
And we're getting forced into it now. And it may not be the way you wanted to tighten it up.
But you are 100% right. You still got Ja, Jaren, and Dez. Like, at a certain point, what are you paying them for? Like, right. That's your build. Yeah. That's your team. All right, I'll quickly, I want to do this before we get to CJ. Luka Doncic night. All right, fascinating story up over at ESPN.com from Tim McMahon.
Been waiting for this night for a long time. Is it on TV real quick? Or can we watch this?
Is a great question.
George, we'll look that up while you tell us what the promotions are. I've got to drive to Dallas so I can get my Luka shirt. Those 5,000 fans, or does every fan get a Luka shirt?
Yes, it is on ESPN at 6:30.
All right. ESPN.
Okay, so the shirts that they are so there's going to be a tribute video. And
I think that's expected.
They're putting out shirts throughout the arena that Luka's Croatian, correct? Is he right? Luka's Croatian.
Yeah, trivia question.
Luka's Serbian. I know they're neighbors.
Slovenian.
Yeah, that's it.
So the shirt reads in Slovenia. It translates roughly to thank you, Luka. My favorite part of this story, though, Tim McMahon has the details that the Mavericks were trying to sell this tonight. They were going to companies that had endorsement deals with Luka and trying to get them to sponsor tonight. And all of them effectively said, no, we are not doing that. We're Team Luka on this. And then also included in this is just the financial impact that this trade has had on the franchise. They're already losing millions on people that are just refusing to go to games. People are not renewing season tickets. There are estimates that this one trade could cost the Dallas Mavericks $100 million or more.
I believe it. It's because when it happened, I mean, we're talking about what are they trying to do? Get the team to move? Like it's a disaster. But like as far as the immediate impact for tonight, right? It's Luka night. If you're a Mavs fan, are you more inclined to go? Do you want to go to tonight? Or what are you thinking if you're a Mavs fan?
I think it's similar to like how we feel whenever a core four gets a number retired. Like even if the game, like even like last year, did I really want to go to the Sixers game? No, but I had to go do it for Mark.
So you want to go tonight? You're going to go there so you can cheer on Luka, show the team that how much you love Luka.
Yeah,
we know he's going to get cheered tonight. Is there going to be the counter protest of management tonight? Because the fire Nico, all that stuff that's been going on, will we?
Oh, I think
tonight is your night. The spotlight is there. Tonight is the night.
I think there will be the taking out the frustration, and I assume that
is it going to be the cheers louder or the boos louder?
I guarantee it. I bet it'll take longer to get into the arena because I guarantee you the Mavericks have told any sign you see
or shirt, like everybody should be wearing.
Yeah, confiscate everything. I'm sure part of this shirt idea is so that everyone that's wearing a fire Nico shirt
right
is gonna has to cover it up. I'm with you. This is gonna be I'll be tuned in.
If there are must watch NBA games, like not only that we have playoff implications.
I wonder how ESPN's gonna cover it. I mean, Tim McMahon of ESPN writes this story. Like I wanna know like are they gonna mute it? Are they going to give us all the visuals?
I hope they don't. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, to me, the one of my least favorite things to like in sports television, if you watch a game, which obviously has a major storyline going on, and it's not
when they ignore it, it's not happening.
Because
it makes you even angrier because you know they're actively avoiding it.
Right. This is a special occasion, correct. And you need to be leading it. Like, all of it needs to be, this guy's returning to Dallas. This is unlike any other return before. He's returning. He's getting honored. They're saying how great he is, though, but they just traded. Like, it's so, like...
No, I mean, to me, like, I guess how much ESPN shows will maybe tip us... Maybe that will reveal how the league feels. Because if the league doesn't want it to be a story, I presume that they're going to...
And hell, this game was too bad it's not on TNT, because that would...
Oh, they would...
TNT would be having so much about fun with this.
They have senioritis so bad. Like, they don't care.
Right.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, CJ Hurt joins the program. We'll talk to him next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
CJ Hurt is a Grind City Media personality. You can see him every weekday on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt. Also, make sure you're watching the HBCU Huddle. He's on Twitter, on X, at ConRadicalness. So, CJ, was today the first day that you've gotten the Gary Parrish lecture about steak at Thanksgiving?
Oh, my gosh. Very much so.
Yeah, I saw the clips.
It was ridiculous. I'm flabbergasted. Oh, my word.
It's absurd. It doesn't hold up. It doesn't hold up. It's a terrible argument. So what is the argument, CJ?
That it's just better.
I don't want to put words in Gary's mouth.
I mean, I've heard it so many times.
It is.
So his argument is largely this, that turkey is an inferior meat, if you on any day of the week, if you put steak out and smoked turkey out, everybody would pick steak. And the idea that you would build an entire holiday around an inferior meat is absurd to him. So he serves steak.
I mean,
I argue the biggest problem is the problem with the logic is.
Well, it's not true. Number one,
to
I would
do
not
turkey well is an experience that takes an absurd amount of time. That
you're
not
feeding a lot of people. You're not going to make turkey the large bird. You're not going to do that any day of the week because,
like, to brine it properly, to do everything correctly.
Is he serving a cow on a plate for the steak?
I mean, the truth is, you can do. Like, I'm more of a low and slow guy on steak, but, like, you can do a well-prepared steak in 8 minutes.
Everybody wants it cooked a special way, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other problem. But I saw the clips.
But turkey, he just doesn't like turkey, and that's fine. If you don't like turkey, you don't like turkey. But a lot of people, I enjoy a well-cooked turkey. And I think the symbolism of actually having that bird and feeding a lot of people, it makes a lot of sense why you do it this way. Yeah, I think
that's the issue is he asked on the show, you know, how often a year do you eat turkey? And the only reason I don't eat turkey more is because my family unit is only two people.
Yes.
A turkey feeds 20 people with leftovers.
Yeah.
So making a turkey for just me and my wife like that doesn't make sense.
Right, the logic breakdown there, yeah.
It'll break. That just doesn't make sense to do. I'm with you guys. I love a well-done turkey. Everybody doesn't do a turkey well, just like everybody doesn't do a steak properly either. I have made, in my life, I've made more turkeys than I have steak at the house. Like, steak is not something that I go out, I wake up in the morning, like, you know what? Let your boy get a steak. I'm craving that deliciousness. No, steak is, for me, steak is fine. If you ask me to rank meats, I'm sure that steak would be in the top 10 somewhere, but it's not top 3. Turkey is a hit of steak on the all-time meat ranking list for me. And the only reason, again, I don't eat it more often is because, like, it's way too big a bird. That's it. But
if it's
even at Christmas, it's perfect.
Steak, the steak is a terrible choice. Like, it doesn't, budget-wise, this doesn't make, like, we all don't have CBS sports money over here.
You gotta go,
to be having steak.
Everybody should be buying their meat at Costco or Sam's.
Costco or Sam's, huh?
Oh, you can make that dollar go a long way.
And get enough steak to feed a family of 20.
I mean,
CJ's going
to
have to
have
over.
I don't know if I'm a good case study or a bad case study for Gary's point, because I am someone that does steak night every week. I do love steak. Like, it is probably.
Really?
It is
so
probably,
it's a regular thing. So you
probably,
don't want to have a regular thing.
Well,
but
here's the other truth. If I could have my grandmother's recipe, which now my mom has, for dressing and turkey and dressing, that would be something that I would like to have regularly, with the exception of, okay, you're probably going to die. Like, just that amount of caloric intake. But it's really hard to go find, to your point, if you're going to make turkey and dressing, that's an event. And so, and then most places you go that offer turkey and dressing, it kind of sucks. And so,
that's year round. Where are you going? Piccadilly?
Like, you can get Cracker Barrel, Piccadilly. But, like, if I'm at Piccadilly, why am I not getting the hamburger steak? It's there. Like, yeah, I'm going to get that.
Some Jello.
Yeah. Pudding. All right, now let's get out the
Jello was outstanding.
I just loved the clip. You had, those were all time reaction clips of you, like, watching someone be truly confused, like, and not understanding
what's
the art.
What's Gary thinking over
it was,
there?
Like, it was great content.
College basketball is over, so he thinks it's the off season and time for off-season conversations.
He's going to the hits. But the other important question that we have, should Ja, we are all in agreement, the grenade celebration, everything, laugh out loud funny, 10 out of 10. It was like the perfect response when you got the microscope on you.
It's one of those we'll always remember too, I think.
Do you think though it should be the go-to regular celebration now?
I thought he was throwing a water balloon. Jessica said he was throwing a water balloon.
Uh-huh.
So,
is that the official?
It's not a water balloon. It's a grenade.
It seemed to be Call of Duty, because I think when you, it's tough to spin zone. It was a water balloon when he bit the clip.
Because holding his ears, like, it's not going to make a noise.
Yeah.
I guess he threw a water balloon and hit somebody on accident, so he's kind of ducking for cover.
He would cover his eyes.
Good point. As long as the only issue I have with all of this, it's stupid all the way around.
Oh,
it's so very, very stupid.
I'm so there. Like, the last 2 weeks have just been like an entire exercise in stupidity.
Just don't get suspended. That's it. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
And I think that is, if this was earlier in the season, and the Grizzlies weren't in the midst of fighting for their playoff lives and playoff seeding, on top of that, still a chance to get the third seed in the West, if I recall correctly. If that wasn't on the line, it was December, January, knock yourself out. I don't care. Go ahead and catch a
it seems
whatever.
Like those games matter just as much, though, CJ. Those games, like every game. I mean, anything we've learned here with the standings right now.
You can recover, theoretically speaking, hypothetically speaking. You go through a bad stretch in January, February. You can recover. You got enough time to recover. Whereas now, there's no way you can recover. Now the season will end in three games, and it kind of is what it is. The Rockets are an example of that.
Yeah.
The Rockets had a terrible stretch. The Rockets were in the play-in, weren't they, for stretches this season around January, February. They had injuries they were dealing with. They weren't playing well. They had a gauntlet of a stretch of the schedule, and they found themselves in a pretty precarious situation. And then you look up. They righted the ship. They had enough time to get things worked out. They got things worked out, and now they clinched the 2-seed yesterday. So, like, that's the difference. Yes. All of these games matter. They all count in the win-loss column. But the difference in losing to, I don't know, the Brooklyn Nets earlier in the season for the Grizzlies and what may have happened if you lost to the Charlotte Hornets yesterday is, hey, you lost to the Nets in November, December. You've got time to regroup and recover. Had the Grizzlies lost to the Hornets, they did dominate it. But had they lost to the Hornets, there wouldn't have been enough time for them to recover and make up for that loss. So Ja Morant getting suspended now means completely different things as opposed to Ja Morant catching a suspension in December. It's all whatever. You want to poke the NBA, knock yourself out. You want to be defiant, knock yourself out. Just don't catch that suspension. That's all I care about. And from the way they fined him for the celebration, I don't know why we got extendo clips on celebrations. Also, that's new. That's a new generation thing. I don't know what's going on, why we got to get the full barrel out for a shot, but knock yourself out. But the way they fined him for that wasn't like that. That was almost as much as they could fine somebody for one thing, right? I think the max they can fine in the NBA is maybe $100,000. So they gave him a $75,000 fine for that, which leads me to believe, hey, yo, the next time we got to talk to you, it's going to be a suspension. And you can't have Ja Morant being suspended down the stretch here when you're playing big time game tomorrow night against the Minnesota. So the Timberwolves, then you go on the road on very, 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 very short rest against the Nuggets. You win those two games and you could be comfortably in the playoffs potentially. And so you don't want him being suspended for that. And God forbid the NBA says, okay, yeah, give him a 4-game suspension. Because then it's the last 3 games of the regular season and what may be a play-in game on top of that. Just, it's all stupid. I'm not saying that Ja Morant or the NBA is right or wrong. It's all very, very stupid. What Ja has to understand, I'm sure somebody has talked to him about this. Hey, just don't get suspended, man. The team needs you. We're down to the wire on the season. If you're out, we're not really sure how good we can be without you.
Yeah, it's not a great time of year to test out your new celebration.
I think everybody
could be risky if he's testing out some new stuff.
I know there's certain people that feel very strongly of like this is an injustice. Like, I think CJ, everybody, the large majority of the fan base is exactly where you are, which is we think it's stupid, but at the same point, it's like just whatever you do, don't antagonize it to the point in which you put your status in jeopardy because. Especially considering now the Grizzlies lose another starter, like the status, they don't have the depth. And like, that's the other thing that you realize, like, okay, the Grizzlies are playing better. Shocker. I hope you're sitting down for this, CJ. Ja's playing and he's playing well. It's like, imagine that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The schedule also.
I've said the same thing. Yeah.
The Grizzlies are beating teams that they're better than. Right, 3 games, the 3-game road trip, I would say, confidently. The Grizzlies are better than the Heat. They're much better than the Charlotte Hornets. And I think that they're better than the Pistons also. I feel confident saying that they're better than the Pistons. And what this team has done so far this season is beat the teams they're better than consistently. Now, do you have a moment where you lose two games to the Nets? Yep. Do you have the moment where you lose to the Trailblazers on the road? Yep. But overall, for the most part, they're beating teams that they're better than. Ja Morant coming out there playing. That absolutely helps out a ton as well. So you're telling me when Ja plays, the Grizzlies are winning games, and when they're playing teams that they're better than, on paper, they're winning games also? Hey, there we go. That's a recipe for a nice little win streak when your three teams that you're playing are the Heat, the Pistons, and the Hornets. If Ja Morant isn't playing, it's going to be very, very difficult for the Grizzlies to beat teams who, on paper, they aren't more talented than, they aren't better than. Ja Morant has to be out there playing at a high level, and this is what's going to make tomorrow's game so much fun at FedEx Forum, is the fact that, hey, the Timberwolves are right there. The Timberwolves and the Grizzlies are neck and neck. They are peers. Whatever tier you got the Grizzlies in, you got the Timberwolves either in that tier or not far from that tier. So here's a chance for the Grizzlies to go out there and get a win over somebody that is fighting for their playoff lives, somebody who might not be an elite team or a great team, but they're good. Going out there being a good team matters. It gives you confidence going into the playoffs, where all you're going to be playing, the worst team in the playoffs in the Western Conference, is a good team. So getting confidence in that you can beat a good team, even down, not just Jalen Wells, thoughts and prayers continue to go out to him in a speedy recovery, but you're also without Brandon Clark, too. And so being able to prove to yourself with three games left, hey, we're good enough to win games in the playoffs, that can be huge for this Grizzlies team going into the postseason.
All right, last question. Finger guns to your head. On Sunday, what seed are the Grizzlies?
What seed are the Grizzlies on Sunday? I will say, oh, man, I thought that the Grizzlies, you had to ask me this question maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I would say a three seed maybe. That four seed, that two seed might be a tad bit out of reach.
I thought the floor was the five.
And then all of the extra stuff started happening.
Oh, boy.
It's amazing, yeah. From the start of this season of White Lotus to the end of this season of White Lotus, everything has changed here.
Absolutely. Everybody who's got the exact same record severely falls and circumstance away from being in the play-in. Injury or a bad game by a star player. And so I was trying to factor those types of things into account, right? So the Warriors were ahead of them, and like you could.
We're looking for a number, CJ. We're looking for a number.
Oh my God!
Show goes off at four. The show goes off at four.
Three P. Let's get it.
A three.
So he's got.
So you got him.
So you're
winning out. They're
going
to win out.
They're going to win out to do that.
Yes.
All right.
You think they're going to win out? All right. That means that's Denver back to back in high altitude on Friday.
Let's just fire their coach and fire their GM.
I know they're on the same tier as the Grizzlies. Like you're saying, the Nuggets are just on the same tier. They're if not even more on the tier, right? Like they've got very, very
Jamal Murray.
Yeah,
that's a weak Nuggets team without Jamal Murray and no head coach.
They still have that altitude.
That altitude won them a championship. I remember everybody talking about that altitude. Let me shut up. Y'all go off at four, don't you, Kevin?
No, you got time. Doug, bring that. I just wanted a number. I wanted to make sure we got to a number.
We do have to break. All right, buddy, we appreciate it.
I'll let y'all, man.
That is CJ Hurt. When we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 99 FM, ESPN.
All right, Kevin, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, I got to go to one of my all-time favorites, Bryson DeChambeau. Yesterday, in his Masters press conference, when asked about his equipment, it's just trying to get that dialed-in head, that perfect head.
Oh, geez.
He also wanted to thank everyone, you know, for all his online content and just inspiring kids. He was cooking with gas yesterday. Want to thank CJ Hurt for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.